Kenneth Burke, you must be looking forward to the minor championship beginning of the weekend.
Yeah, looking forward to now. Sneaking up on us. We've been training for three months now, I suppose, and trials in December and January. And yeah, looking forward to now and ready to go.
You have a panel of 36, but I'm sure it was difficult to pick a panel. There's a lot of talent in the county. I know a lot of guys will be playing with the Kelty Challenge team. Some other guys will be the under 16 squad this year. So was it difficult enough to pick that 36?
Yeah, it was. Like you said, there's plenty of talent there, and we're really lucky the pool of players that are there, and they're working hard, and they're all very committed. They're all there for the trials and the trial games in January, and they all want to be there, but obviously you have to pick a squad and you can't carry them all. So those guys released back to Kelty Challenge, and they're performing there now with that team, and guys back at under 16 playing with the academy, and hopefully we'll have them with us next year. But it's good, competition is high, and everyone is pushing each other, so it keeps them on their toes, which is good.
There's 12 of last year's panel available, including, I think, Brian Callan played in the All-Ireland final, Harry Holmes came on in the final, Owen Malidi played a few games, Joan O'Donnell, so there's a core of experienced players there.
Yeah, there's 11 or 12 guys there that were there last year, so they know what's required, and we're very lucky to have. They know how hard they have to train. They know what's coming down the tracks. We're going into Leinster, I suppose. They know that the teams are going to be playing is going to be difficult, and it's good to have that experience there with them lads there.
You've played a lot of challenge games, no doubt, in preparation for the weekend.
Yeah, we've played, I suppose, all the Munster teams now at this stage, and they kind of started a bit earlier, so we haven't had a game now in a couple of weeks, just a few in-house games, so it's hard to know where we're at, but the quality's been high, and the Munster teams, we've been a point or two here and there, so we know we're there or thereabouts, so it'll be, I suppose, the litmus test to be the weekend now, first round against Kilkenny. In Kilkenny, we really know where we're at after that.
Like the senior and the under-20, the games come thick and fast, don't they? You have three weekends in a row, three away games against Kilkenny, Dublin and Wexford.
Yeah, we'll have a lot of mileage clocked up in the next couple of weeks going, travelling all over the place, but yeah, we want them into Leinster, I suppose. Eventually, hopefully, we'll get a couple of home games and we'll bring them back into Pure Stadium or Athenry or somewhere. And yeah, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a challenge, but the lads have worked hard and they're looking forward to games. Now we've been training now for a couple of months, like I said, and you want to get out and play championship games.
You're guaranteed four games. You have three group games and then the knockout game after that. So Yeah. That's important from a Galway perspective as well, to be getting all these games.
Yeah, absolutely. You're going to have four games minimum. So hopefully even more. You're going to see guys how they're going to perform under pressure and against quality opposition. So you'll learn a lot, and they'll learn a lot as well going forward. They're still very young, 16, 17. You know, they're very young, really. And hopefully they'll learn from it and develop and go up to 18, 19. And we need players developing and pushing on into under 20 and senior level all the time. So that's what we're trying to do. It's not about winning or learning, trying to develop them. And obviously you want to win as much as possible, but we'll be trying to get the best performance out of them. And if that's good enough, we'll be happy with that.
It starts on Saturday in Nolan Park, 2:00 against Kilkenny. Do you know much about them? I know from seeing them in the past, they're no doubt a big, strong physical team.
Yeah, don't know too much about them. Yeah, I've seen a couple of games they've played, but you don't know who they're missing. Everyone has been missing guys with school games and that, so it's hard to judge. But typically Kenny team, they're used to the ball, it's good, they're physical, they're quick, so they're going to be well up for it. Obviously Galway beat them last year in Leinster, so they won't want to see Galway come down to Nolan Park, so we know it's going to be a good challenge, and that's what we want. We want a good game, and we'll be looking forward to it. And we suppose first 10-15 minutes trying to figure out who's playing where and where the dangers are, and we'll be learning quick on the day, so hopefully we'll get the performance that we need. The basics need to be there, need to work hard and support each other on the field, so that's what we'll be looking for.
The guys are playing are obviously they're under 17. I know there's Kilkenny CBS and St Kieran's playing in the Leinster under 17 final. Johnstown got to the final last year, so there's a core of schools around Kilkenny that no doubt a lot of these players will be coming from, and they'll have a core of experience coming with them as well.
Yeah, absolutely. They'll be in top quality schools, playing with schools competition there. So they're going to be playing the best teams in Leinster, so they're going to have good competition played. But same here, we've good schools as well, and there's plenty of competition with the schools. So the boys have been playing each other down through the year, so they know what's required and they know what we're looking for. So hopefully we'll get that performance.
We mentioned the school scene, but the club scene, the amount of players that the clubs are bringing through all over the county, it's huge, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. It's a great spread. As one of the lads said, I think there's 18 clubs on the squad, which is great. There's a good spread all over the place. And to be honest, we didn't look at where the clubs are. We just picked the players who are performing and who's at the level and who's good enough. And obviously, we've Kilkenny and Athenry have a good dash of guys there. And they're probably the top clubs at that level. And that's why they're all there. So it's good to have a spread around the county, and clubs are working hard and trying to develop them, and that's it. Like, if everyone starts to develop and gets better, the whole level rises.
Colin Maloney from Ballygar is your team captain, guy who had a really good campaign with his school team, Cláis de Mhíre. They got to the All-Ireland Senior C final. Brian Callanan is the vice captain. So two guys who were there last year.
Yeah, good guys, good. Everyone likes them, and when they speak, everyone listens to them. And again, they don't say too much, but when they speak, they know what they're on about. So they do, their actions speak more than their words. So they're good quality guys, and like that, we have leaders all over the place, and that's what we'll be asking for the weekend and the next couple of games, that the guys are the leaders, but we want everyone else to be leaders as well. So that's what we'll be looking for.
You're without Harry Holmes the weekend. Big loss. Came on in last year's All-Ireland final. Scored a goal that day against Clare. An unfortunate hand injury keeps him out for the first couple of games.
Yeah, he'll definitely miss the first two games. He's broke his wrist there against Waterford. So unfortunate, very unfortunate for Harry. Like, he was just back and he was motoring well again after the school's competition. So yeah, hopefully he'll be back for the latter end of the championship if we get there. So he's working away hard at the moment on his own. So hopefully he'll be back after the first two games.
Aside from that, are you picking from a full deck?
Yeah, everyone's nearly back now. One or two niggles, but everyone has nearly back full training out this stage, which is great, and competition is high, like I said. So yeah, we have to pick a team now in a squad, which will be difficult, and that's what we want though.